Welcome back to Grant and Danny live at the Craft House in Fairfax, where we are at Fairfax Corner for another stop of our Football Friday field trip series on GND. Taking you up to 6:30, we got Caps tickets for you at 4. Coming up at 5 o'clock today, we will dive into a headline from every single NFL game. But we've been chewing on this Washington matchup with the Giants, a chance to be 7-2 for the first time since 1996. So play along with me here for a second, those of you that are on site or anybody that's not hanging out with us in their car. What were you doing in 1996? 1996. That is the last time this team was 7-2. So I will tell you that I was 8 years old. Maybe I was still seven. I don't know. I guess for the football season, I probably would have been 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy was in Mrs. Whitwam's class. I think I was in Mrs. Whitwam's class. And I believe the highlight that year was for Valentine's Day, Faye McArdle, who was my girlfriend.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, we never held hands or anything or, like, really talked to each other.
I was going to say, you're a married man, Grant. What,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
I don't even think we ever talked to each other, but she was my girlfriend.
Right, officially.
She was a swimmer, and she got Joe Jacoby's autograph for me at a swim meet.
Oh.
Because she was swimming against Joe Jacoby's daughter. That was the highlight of my year.
What a gift that is.
That's right around 1996, Danny Ruiz.
How about that?
What was Danny doing in 1996?
Right around now, this weekend, homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yep. This is a girl that I knew.
Okay.
I was friends with. Again, I'm a married man, so I this is not anything.
Are we not getting a name, or are we getting a name?
I could do a first name.
Okay.
Jennifer.
Not
a made-up girl from camp.
Okay.
She was very real. People have met her. So many people.
How many people?
Many, many people.
Okay.
So many people. There were times where we would hang out, and it was just us. Other times, it was other people there. But yeah, I mean, we were friends, and we went to homecoming. That was this weekend. That was a big weekend. It was a lot of fun. I tried to get into homecoming with my letter jacket on, which was tough. That was tough. They were like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "Come on."
It's been a long time, yeah. Man. Just a casual 28 years. And I think what's so amazing about that is I'm not belittling the 7-2 accomplishment. Because to be clear, it's a big deal. It shouldn't be that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been 7-2 once. You just kind of accidentally do it. You just kind of stub your toe into it.
Yeah.
You get a good bounce of the football. You get a nice start to the season. The schedule's fortuitous. It shouldn't be a once every quarter century, twice in my lifetime kind of deal.
Uh-huh.
Which is what they've turned it into around here. Dan Snyder never did it.
No, he didn't.
Josh Harris has a chance to do it right off the bat. Think about it that
way.
I
was looking for a dichotomy. Is there any good point of comparison?
Let's bring in our producer, Darius Dameron, who is going to feed us some over-under props. This is the FanDuel props that I'm a FanDuel guy. You know this about
yes,
me.
Yes, I do know that. Yeah.
They assign individually to players based on their projections for the game. We're going to pick over or under. This is a nice little behind the scenes on how we view this game going.
All right, let's start with the passing
props. And let's get Darius cranked up if you could do that for us.
Yes, indeed. Let's start with the passing props. We got quarterback Jaden Daniels set at 228.5 passing yards, over or under, boys.
I got a slight under on this one. I think there's underage. I think their whole goal, talking about the New York Football Giants, is to not let big plays happen in the passing game. I don't see that happen. There'll be some completed passes. They will complete a forward pass in this game. That's my hot take. I'm willing to go on record and say that, but I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to lead you to big chunk yardage unless it's a busted tackle or something like that. So I've got a slight under here, right around 220.
Daniels hit the Hail Mary to go over three Bills. That was his first 300-yard game in his career. This past week, he went for 326. He's comfortably been over this number, though, in each of his last two performances where he played the entire game. Threw for 270 against the Ravens and then the 325 this past week. I am going to go under. This is not about Daniels. This is about the fact that I think Washington's going to win the game, maybe handily, and I think they're going to be able to run the ball. I think Brian Robinson goes for 100. I could see Eckler and McNichols combining for 40 or 50. I think Daniels could run for 50 or 60 yards. I think as a team, there'll be a 200 rushing yard performance. They're going to be scoring in the mid-20s. I just don't think they're going to have to throw the football all that much to win. So I'll say under. I think he goes for like 210, 220, something like that.
Will Daniel Jones do the Daniel Jones thing against the Washington Commanders as he usually does and go over his prop of 204.5 passing yards?
Jones will go over because they'll be chasing the football game. They're going to be throwing in the second half. He'll go for 230, 240. The question with him, though, is touchdowns, not really yards. They have moved the ball. I mean, if you look up the numbers 20-20, they're not a terrible offense. They're middling. There's nothing exciting about them. But they just don't punch it across the goal line, especially at home, where they have two touchdowns, I think, all season. I think they will go over that number in passing, though. Daniel Jones, for some reason, he sees Washington. His eyes light up a little bit, those eyes that are kind of beady and locked in.
A little bit beady, yeah.
178 and two scores on just 26 attempts last game. I think it's over 30 attempts this time around. He goes over.
He went under the first game, which is a stunning upset in the history of stunning upsets. I think he goes over this game slightly. I do think they'll be trailing, but I also think he'll have some success. I think Washington's whole point here is we don't think you can beat us consistently, so they'll let him try a couple different times.
Moving on to the rushing props. Let's start with running back number one, Brian Robinson. They've got a set of 63.5.
Over on that, I think he has a feast. I think this is Thanksgiving. Wear your sweatpants, not the tight ones. It's not formal Thanksgiving. It's the one where there's no judgment, no family hold back. I'm going to eat as much as I possibly can. I think he goes for 100 yards and a tutty.
Yeah, I got a big Brian Robinson day. He has run for 100 yards just twice this year. 101 against Arizona, 133 against the Giants on 17 attempts. This is the statistical 32nd ranked, dead last, worst team in the league stopping the run. He has not even gone for 75 since that Arizona game. He missed Baltimore, but he ran for 18 against Cleveland, 71 against Carolina, 65 against Chicago. It is a get-right, big-time game for B-Rob. He goes way over.
You know who else runs the ball pretty well for the Washington Commanders?
Who's that?
That'd be Jaden Daniels. They have his prop set at 46.5.
I will go over that.
You're going to go over?
He's gone over each of the last 2 weeks. I have predicted Jaden Daniels to go over as a rusher in every single game he has played this season. In fact, remember, he had a 46-yard run. He got hurt on it 2 weeks ago, and I've been predicting there's still like a 65 or 70-yarder coming, that Robert Griffin against the Vikings kind of performance. So right now, this moment, I'm going to tell you that Jaden Daniels' big home run is still coming. I'm not going to call that 46-yarder the home run. There is a long, long touchdown in his future, and until he hits it, I'm going to keep predicting it. I'm going over. Easy. 46.5?
46.
And he's been over that in all but one game over the last six games.
Yeah, three of his last four games, he's gone well over that total, with the one exception against the Ravens at 22. I just think the Giants are going to play so soft here that he's going to get carries. He'll get forward progress. He'll get some rushing yards. I just don't see that big one happening because I think they're going to back off, play zone, swarm, tackle. I see it as kind of a 40-yard day for him, so I'll go a slight under.
The quarterback for the New York Giants is pretty mobile, too. They have his rushing prop set at 25.5 for Daniel Jones.
Over on this one, I think you saw it last week with Caleb Williams escaping contain, escaping some of those tackles, and he was a factor running the football. That was their best offense for much of that first half when they didn't have much. But I do think with this bad offensive line, Jones will get out of there a couple of times, get you a double-digit run, a couple back-breaking third downs here and there. I think that's how they'll stay in the football game. If they do, it'll be some of those scrambles. I think he goes over that total.
I don't really know why this is. My hypothesis would be that they've really majored in the short passing game. But he's stopped running the last 2 weeks. He has a combined 21 yards. He had three carries for 1 yard, which is kind of like the, you're getting sacked rushing attempts for, immobile quarterbacks numbers last week. It's the second time in about a month he's had a game like that. I'm going to say he goes over because they don't have a left tackle. We just scouted the Giants. Their offensive line's in shambles. Washington's going to get pass rush. He'll be running for his life. But I'm not confident in it. He's post-ACL, he does not run as much. I mean, he has really tabled the rushing. He's had two games this year where he's had more than six runs. So I don't feel great about it.
On to the receiving props. He's number 17 on the field, but he's number one in our hearts. Terry McLaurin, 61.5 receiving yards.
Over. Been hammering Terry overs throughout the season. I will continue to. Do you know that Terry McLaurin is on pace for 1,230 yards, which would be a career high for Terry McLaurin? Did you know that as of the conclusion of games last week, he was ranked fourth in the NFL in receiving yards? Now, he's obviously played more games than some of the guys that have had byes, but still, fourth in the NFL in receiving yards ain't nothing for Terry. 57 targets already this season. They've really, since those first 2 weeks where it was a slow developing rapport, it seemed like, They have made up for lost time. He's the one guy I like to hammer the over on in the passing game because they prioritize him, they feed him the football, and then otherwise it's kind of a get-in-where-you-fit-in situation.
Yeah, I do it with him. I also, as a quick side, hammer every week Austin Ekeler over in passing totals. Until it starts to get north of 30 or 35, I'm just going to keep riding with Austin Ekeler. But in terms of McLaurin, that's right around where I got him. They're good at this, these whole Vegas gentlemen making these lines. I've got a slight over on this one. I don't think he goes for a huge day. I don't think this is a 100-yard Terry McLaurin day. He's gone over this total in four of his past six games for Washington as his passing game has gotten going. I don't see a huge day. I think they're going to keep him in front for the most part, but he'll have a nice afternoon.
Tight end Zach Ertz had a big game last week, seven catches for over 70 yards. Will he repeat that performance? They have his over-under set at 36.5.
I got a slight under here. I think he's going to catch passes, as he always does, but he'll be working underneath. I think there'll be a little bit less, you know, a space for him to operate. I think they're going to play rush with four for the most part, cover with seven. He's not going to escape very much. It'll be a lot of catch and fall alerts. He'll be right around 30, 32 yards.
36 is the total?
36.5.
He's been over that three straight weeks. He's had 68 and 77 in two of the last 3 weeks. Way over. I feel great about this. This is probably my most confident I've been in anything you've asked us. He'll be the number two receiver to Terry McLaurin as he is most weeks. I will go over for Zach Ertz. Quick look at the FanDuel props with producer Darius. Thank you, Darius, as always. We're starting to say over a little more, particularly you.
Yeah.
Early in the year was a lot of unders.
Uh-huh.
You're starting to believe a little more in the good guys.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what happens, I guess, when every single week they just keep making us think they're really good.
Yeah, you average 35 points a game. I'll start to hammer the over here and there, I would say.
We did not bring our wheel. We should do that for the next Football Friday field trip.
Oh, the wheel.
We have an impression wheel that Danny's going to be using in studio with us, so we can maybe spin that and get some predictions.
Oh, that'd be
from
fun.
Somebody
we
else.
We can use it that way. Yeah, so it's dry erase. So I filled out all the different slots with some impressions, but there's a couple. One that's wild card where you guys just tell me what to do, and I'll do it right then. And we can also, like, adjust on the fly if we get bored of one. You know what I mean? We can, like, erase it and put it in there.
Do you have a Chris Berman? Can you work on
no.
that for the
My
wheel?
Berman stinks. I just, like that thing, I can't really do the Berman, though.
But you can do the sounds.
Yeah.
But not the.
I can do that. That's not good, though. you know what I'm doing.
You can put it on the wheel and just grunt a little
And just
bit.
Grunt some?
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen in the game?
Well, like, we could spin the wheel. We get a mic'd up wheel. and then like, Shannon Sharp has to go over under Terry McLaurin, 61.5.
Whatever number he's going over, Terry McLaurin's going to explode in this game. He's going to literally be TNT, where he's going to be dynamite and explode all over the field. It's going to be a mess. He's going for 710 yards in this one. Offense, defense, special teams.
I did see that Lou Holtz was on the wheel, but I thought, weren't you banned from doing Lou Holtz?
So, I don't think so.
Okay.
The issue was, well, you know, I don't want to get into the issue. That's an off the air story. I don't know. Actually, our boss is here. We should actually ask him if that's
does
okay.
Does Lou Holtz have Zach Ertz over 36.5?
Let me tell you something about Zach Ertz, okay? He's a football player. When Zach Ertz plays football, people are going to say that's a football player right there. Because when you look at Ertz, okay, he puts a helmet on, he's got pads on, he's going to have the uniform of his football team, and he's going to catch passes. And that's what he does. That's Zach Ertz for you. It's a hard name to say if you're Lou Holtz, because Lou Holtz doesn't say his S's. All that great. And so Ertz is a Z sound, but it's an S on the end. It's hard to say it. But Ertz goes over this one. He's a football player.
We're going to win off the field next. It is Friday. You don't do it for me or Danny. You do it for the Goose, Bruce Allen. You can line up your calls now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. These are your little teeny tiny moral victories. What's going right in your day that's made you smile that nobody else would care about? How are you winning off the field going into a great football weekend? We're G&D from Kraft House Fairfax. We'll be here broadcasting live until 6:30 on The Fan.